Football is back, along with a limited time Ultimate Frickin' Parkmore Sandwich. Fricker's new Ultimate Frickin' Parkmore Sandwich has two batter dip, breast of golden fried chicken. Enjoy that with a 48-ounce personal pitcher of domestic draft beer. Catch every NFL game with ice-cold personal pitchers of domestic draft and the Ultimate Frickin' Parkmore Sandwich. Hurry before time runs out. Only at the home for fun, food, sports, and spirits, Frickers.
Hey, Bulldogs fans. It's time for the AC All Access Show, brought to you by Adrian College and Frickers of Adrian, where we unlock the doors to the heart of Adrian College athletics, including live interviews from Adrian College coaches and players.
Welcome to the ACL Access Show, 96.5 The Cave and 96.5thecave.com. Live from Frickers and Adrian. This place was going crazy just a little while ago, cheering on your Detroit Tigers. And we're going to go from feline to canine, Tigers to Bulldogs here on the show. My name is Ian Wendt. Josh Mitchell is back in our studio. Today we're going to talk some women's golf, men's golf, women's volleyball, and men's soccer. We're going to get the show underway today with Riley Clack. She is a senior from nearby Napoleon, Ohio. You were named to the MIAA second team last season. You are third. Your team is in the MIAA standings through a couple of jamborees. With that, hello and welcome to the show.
Thank you.
Okay, well, you've played a couple jamborees thus far. You're averaging an 84.33 in those jamborees, making every listener out there jealous. I'm sure a lot of Cave listeners golf 84. That's a pretty good average. I take that. How do you feel your season's gone so far?
Overall, I think the season hasn't been too bad. Personally, for the first MIAA conference round, I didn't play my best. But hopefully with our last tournament of the conference on Wednesday, I can get a good round in and we can get some strokes on St. Mary's.
That's right. Chasing trying by 8 strokes and then St. Mary's by 45. So some ground to make up there. But Riley, you're part of that group that's now seniors that people that follow Bulldog Athletics have really been high on and impressed with the run you all have been on. Obviously the goal this year is to win the league and play in the NCAAs once more. An uphill battle, but how do you feel the race is going there? I mean, you can make that up, but it's difficult.
Yeah, I think with one more tournament round this fall and then the two in the spring, it will be difficult. But I think if we can catch 10 to 15 strokes on Wednesday, I think we may have a chance going forward in the spring. It'll be hard to tell, but St. Mary's has a really good team this year, and all we can do is do our best.
Absolutely. 45 strokes make up 3 days. You would need the pendulum to swing, right?
Yes.
You need
them
to have an off day, and you guys to have a very good day.
Yes.
And you're no team to shake your tail at. Your squad brings back a lot of experience.
Mm-hmm.
A coach that you all like. I feel like mm-hmm. I've asked you all about how's Coach Greeny, and you all have very good things to say about him.
Yes.
How's he been this year?
He's been good, yeah. I think us coming in as freshmen, it was also his first year as a golf coach, so I feel like we've all grown together, and yeah, he's great.
Talking with Riley Clack with the women's golf team at Adrian College. Not too far away, Napoleon, Ohio. What brought you up north of the border?
You know, I visited a few schools. I visited two in Michigan and others in Ohio. And Adrian really stood out to me because I knew that 70% of the students were athletes, and I knew that I'd have a good balance with school and athletics if I came here, and I'm really glad I made that decision.
What a good segue. Speaking of school,
mm-hmm.
There will be life after college, unfortunately, for a lot of us. You know, you got to get to work. Not all of us can play pro sports. Do you have any plans for after school?
I am majoring in business management and minoring in graphic design, and I would love to find a job with both of those. I really love graphic design, So, yeah, hopefully to find a job in that.
All right. And, Adrian, I remember from my time, they do a good job at setting up students for success after school, right, doing some career planning and stuff like that. Are you going through that process now a little bit?
Yes, yes. Yeah. And I am hoping to get an internship on campus next semester.
Oh, very cool. Very cool. All right, let's get back to the links, to the course. What would you say is your strength and your weakness on the course? Is it off the tee? Is it around the green? Is it actually putting? What would you say your strength and weakness are?
Yeah, with golf, that can change by every tournament. Most of the time, I struggle with hitting the greens in regulation. I'm pretty good off the tee. And then short game is okay, but if I just hit those greens in regulation, then it's like automatic two-putt at worst. So, yeah, just hitting more greens I think would benefit me going forward.
You're speaking for a lot of people listening. They'd love to hit those greens in regulation. But golf is a lot of focused on the next shot, right?
Yes.
You hit a bad
yes.
tee shot, you can't let one turn into two.
Mm-hmm.
Could you talk about the mental approach to the game that you take when you go into a match? Are you kind of the outgoing, I need to talk to people, or like you're laser focused, let's go?
Yeah, I'm more of a like locked in person when I'm playing. I think if I do have a bad shot, I actually got this advice from a senior pro a couple of years back. I asked her what she did. And she said that she takes 5 steps and just forgets about it. And I have tried to do that, and that has really helped me on the course. But, yeah, I just try and keep my composure and not let it affect the next shot.
So quickly learn from your mistake and then move on to the next
yes,
shot.
Yes, yes.
Do you count out 1, 2, 3, 4, 5?
Sometimes.
Okay.
If I'm really mad, I will, yes.
Just remember, you know, remember your steps. So you've had some pretty good training,
mm-hmm.
sounds like.
Yeah.
Did that come up through high school, or are you kind of doing that in your time at college?
So I have had a club in my hand since I could walk. My grandpa has a golf shop and driving range in my town, and I'm there every day. In the summer, I worked there. I grew up there. He has been my one and only coach. So I just love that bond that we share, like, we'll always have that, and before every match he'll come up to me and say, just make yourself proud. And I think that's important to go into every tournament, like, just with that in the back of your mind.
Being relatively close, does he actually come up to some events? And
yes, yeah.
Yeah?
My entire family, they've probably only missed a handful of tournaments just because we travel to the Carolinas, Wisconsin, Virginia, but all the tournaments in Michigan, Ohio, Indiana, yeah, they've all been there. So
well, that's very cool.
Yeah, I'm very appreciative of that.
Yeah, because there are, I'm sure, people on your team that
yeah.
are from out of state,
yeah.
even further than nearby Napoleon.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and that's another factor. Like, going to Adrian, it's just under an hour, so I knew that they could come to most tournaments, and I know that they love doing that, so.
Talking with Riley Clackley with the women's golf team, a senior from Napoleon, Ohio. The MIAA, I think it's a very good golf league. I think, obviously your team went on that run a couple years ago. You got St. Mary's always there.
Mm-hmm.
Trine in second place right now. Would you say the league has gotten more competitive since you've been at Adrian College?
Yes, I think so. I believe my freshman year, we weren't even in the running for nationals. And St. Mary's has always had a good team. And I think we soon realized that we could be that good. So we've kind of picked up on the competitiveness and pushed ourselves to things we know we're capable of. And I think it's really good to have a competitive conference because it really pushes your team and moving forward.
With you just recently playing in your home jamboree right over at Tecumseh Golf Club.
Yes.
Very nice course. I've been there once. Played a athletics, some end of the year thing with the school. Very nice course. Not only do you get to play nice courses, you have a pretty nice setup over in the Marilat with that golf simulator. That's quickly become not the new thing. It's kind of like the standard for the program is, oh, yeah, we have this, and mm-hmm. we can do different things. How does that help your game?
Yeah. When I was here on my visit, the simulator was what brought my attention. Like, Adrian is one of my top schools I'm choosing just because of that facility. Yeah, it's very beneficial. Like, even now, or, like, we can go in there anytime, or even in the winter. It's very beneficial in the winter because, you know, the schools that maybe don't have an indoor simulator, we're getting in more practice than other schools.
Talking with Riley Clack with the women's golf team. So you did just host your jamboree on the weekend. Team came in second. You shot an 83, so just below your average. And your next contest turned right around a couple days from now at Trine University. Was that a rescheduled jamboree? Okay.
Yes, we got rained out.
All right, so this is the last one in the fall,
mm-hmm.
and then you have a couple in the spring. That gives you time to completely change things, I think, just the amount of time between the two.
Yeah.
How have you handled that the last 4 years, and what are you thinking about this year?
Yeah, I think if we put together some good rounds in the conference, we'll definitely, you know, give it a run and do the best we can. But yeah, I think going into the spring, everyone has something they can work on. Like for me personally, I'll work on hitting those greens, figuring out what I can do to lower my score, and just go from there.
All right, some good stuff. Riley Clack with the women's golf team at Adrian College, a senior this year. Best of luck on Wednesday, and then get a couple months off and get right back at it in the spring. So, Riley, thank you for your time.
Yes, thank you.
And again, that was Riley Clack with the women's golf team on the ACL Access Show here from Frickers in Adrian. Place to be on Monday nights. You can fill out a little ticket and get your name in the drawing to win an NFL jersey. They draw that at halftime of the Monday night football game. I'm hoping this is my week. I keep filling these things out. I never win, but maybe it'll be my lucky week or maybe yours. Stop on by Frickers on South Main Street in Adrian. So we're going to take a quick break, and we'll be right back, and we will switch from women's golf to men's golf as Joe Renfer is waiting in the wings. We'll talk to him right after these messages on 96.5 The Cave, 96.5thecave.com.
Adrian College invites you to cheer for the Bulldogs and join in the fun during this week's events.
Catch men's and women's hockey games Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. Club softball has a doubleheader Friday starting at 5 p.m. and watch men's rugby Saturday morning at 11.
For a full list of Adrian College athletic teams and their schedules, rosters, and more, visit AdrianBulldogs.com. When you're looking for enjoyable events for the whole family, make great memories with Adrian College Athletics.
Football is back, along with a limited-time Ultimate Frickin' Parkmore Sandwich. Frickers' new Ultimate Frickin' Parkmore Sandwich has two batter dip, breast of golden fried chicken. Enjoy that with a 48-ounce personal pitcher of domestic draft beer. Catch every NFL game with ice-cold personal pitchers of domestic draft and the Ultimate Frickin' Parkmore Sandwich. Hurry before time runs out. Only at the home for fun, food, sports, and spirits, Frickers.
Adrian College invites you to cheer for the Bulldogs and join in the fun during this week's events.
Catch men's and women's hockey games Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. Club softball has a doubleheader Friday starting at 5 p.m. and watch men's rugby Saturday morning at 11.
For a full list of Adrian College athletic teams and their schedules, rosters, and more, visit AdrianBulldogs.com. When you're looking for enjoyable events for the whole family, make great memories with Adrian College Athletics.
Football is back, along with a limited-time Ultimate Frickin' Parkmore Sandwich. Frickers' new Ultimate Frickin' Parkmore Sandwich has two batter dip, breast of golden fried chicken. Enjoy that with a 48-ounce personal pitcher of domestic draft beer. Catch every NFL game with ice-cold personal pitchers of domestic draft and the Ultimate Frickin' Parkmore Sandwich. Hurry before time runs out. Only at the home for fun, food, sports, and spirits, Frickers.
Hello, good evening, and welcome back to the ACL Access Show, live from Frickers in Adrian. I'm your host, Ian Wendt. Josh Mitchell back in our studio. Stacy Mitchell, our marketing sales extraordinaire, helping me out with dinner. Always appreciate that, Stacy. Great food and a great time at Frickers on South Main Street in Adrian. We just spent a few minutes talking women's golf with Riley Kleck, and now we turn our attention to the men's side. We're going to talk with Joe Renfer, a senior from Northville, Michigan. Last year, all MIAA selection. Joe, welcome into the show.
Thanks for having me.
Absolutely. The MIAA, kind of weird, and Riley knows about that. You get your jamborees in the fall, then you get some time off, and then you go back at it in the spring for a couple. How would you assess your team's efforts so far in the fall?
Honestly, we played great. Probably one of the best teams that we've had since I've been here. Got a lot of guys that are playing really well. Unfortunately, so is the rest of the conference. But, we're putting up some of the best scores that the school has seen in a long time, so it's been pretty cool.
You being a senior on the team, sounds like from years past to this year, you sound like you have an energy this year, you know, about this team and just the growth of the program. Would you agree that that's kind of taking place on the men's side?
Yeah, absolutely. We have a super young team, which is awesome. It sucks that I'm a senior and that they're going to be super good in a few years, but yeah. It's been pretty cool to see, especially the freshmen coming into their sophomore year have made really good strides at their game, so it's been pretty cool, and like especially I've helped them all out their freshman year and stuff, and seeing them grow into better players has been pretty cool.
Yeah, and you have Coach Greenwood, Coach Greeny,
yes, sir.
Coach of both the men's and women's, and whenever I say his name, the golfer I'm talking to smiles. Like, that's what you want
Absolutely. In
a coach. Like, he seems like the ultimate get serious when you need to, but have a lot of fun, too.
For sure. Absolutely. I would say that.
This year, Joe, you're averaging a 76 and a third. I'm not sure how we get that third. but anyway, I do know how you got it. You played three matches. Anyway, a 79, 74, and a 76 in those three rounds. And looking at the standings for the MIAA, you're right. This league is very competitive.
Phenomenal. Yeah, this year especially. Yeah.
Do you think this could be a year where the MIAA sends more than one team to nationals? Like, you think they're at that spot?
I feel like that stuff probably takes more than a year, but I think we'll get a lot more respect than we've gotten in the past for sure. Everyone's ranking has been starting to move up gradually. So
okay.
Hopefully it'll be really good for the conference.
Your team, Joe, I don't know if they structure it captains or anything like that, but you being a senior taking that leadership role, very young team. I talked with Cam, who's a local kid from Adrian, but how have you embraced that role? Do you lead by example? Do you lead verbally, or what's your leadership style? Because you're a senior, and I think just by default, you need to be a leader in some way, right?
Yeah, absolutely. We kind of like laid out captains for the last year or two, and there was one senior last year, and we were both captains, and I'm the only senior this year, so we're still riding strong. But it's a role that I take pretty seriously. I think that having someone that's out there that just wants the best for the guys is something really important. I try to go out of my way to help out people whenever they need to, and I love talking golf, so they come to me with any of the swing problems they have, and I try to help them out, and Greeny comes to me with anything he needs on the team side, and I try to help him out there, so, yeah.
Numbers-wise, I forgot to ask Riley, for the men's and maybe the women's side, what are the numbers like for the Bulldogs in terms of golfers?
Oh, like how many
like
we
on
have
the
on the team?
Yeah.
Guys' side, we have around 10 to 12 guys,
okay.
And the women's is slightly more, I think 12 to 14-ish.
Okay. Yep. And then you take how many to an event?
Usually just five guys go to each event, sometimes six.
Okay.
The six players like the individual player, so, yeah.
And then you take the top four, or you score everybody?
No, so out of the five guys, you count the four best scores, so the fifth score doesn't count.
Okay.
Yeah.
Just trying to figure this
whole
thing out.
Yeah, it's a weird sport. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, it's unique.
It's super individual, but then it's a team score at the end of the day. So it's, yeah, it's crazy.
You know, you were talking about being a captain and stuff that you do in that role. It's hard to captain on the course.
For sure.
Right? Because you're not next to the guy.
Yeah.
Obviously, you can't help him line up a putt, but you need to be a captain during the week or in the prep up to it to get them ready for the event.
Yep. And there's one other upperclassman on the team, Christian. He's a junior, and that's what we do. We pick out a couple of the underclassmen. We go play with them during the week and kind of, like, talk them through their game, talk through what they're thinking about each shot, because you can't really do that in a tournament, right? They're on their own, so.
Right. Joe, if you would kind of pick out – we'll be a little vulnerable here.
Okay.
Could you pick out maybe a flaw in your game or something you can work on, and then maybe something you feel like is a good quality in your game?
For sure. I'd say my driver can be a blessing and a curse.
Okay.
It's either, I hit the ball pretty far. I've always been able to do that. On the days it's bad, it's really bad, and I got to throw it in the bag and grab a 3-iron.
Okay.
The days it's good, it's really good.
So it's the same club. Is your good and your bad?
Yeah. Honestly, probably the best thing is my putter, though. I worked a lot on that over the years, because you could play the absolute worst round of your life, but if you putt good every round, it's never going to be really, really bad.
All right. Yeah, that's some good advice. I have a feeling we have a lot of golfers listening, or recreational golfers on the Cave, and whenever we bring a golfer on, they're like, yep, I have that problem too. Yep, I got that problem
too. It's a very relatable sport.
Yeah. How much time would you say you practice on putting? Like, if you have an hour practice, how long do you think you take?
The recreational golfers are going to hate me. No, I probably spend 60 to 70% of all my practice just on putting. Like, so if I go, I'll go practice probably almost 3 hours a day, and I'll spend an hour and a half to hour 45 just on putting, and then I do other stuff otherwise, but I spend a lot of time putting.
It's the not fun part, right?
No, and they all hate me when I say it. Like, oh, what should I do to get better? You got to putt.
Yeah. How do I lose weight? Eat better and move
right?
on a little
Work
bit.
Out,
no,
yeah.
I don't really want to do that.
I'm good.
How do you get better at golf? Be better at putting. No, I'm going to hit my driver again.
go hit balls on the range for 2 hours.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, they all go into it, but you're right. You can save an off day on the tee by putting that much better.
If you're a good putter, you're never going to have a really bad day. That's how I look at it.
Would you say that's the strength of the team this year, like the jump from this year to last year? Do you think it's around the greens or just overall better
play? I say there's overall kind of a maturity on the team that I for sure noticed this year, just like approaching stuff, how we're reacting to shots. I've heard a lot of people come talk to us after the round, and it's maybe not their best round, but it sounds like, oh, I could have threw it away after that hole, and they're still like grinding through it. And that's something I noticed this year, is that we're sticking with it, we're staying mature on the course and getting those shots when we need to.
Yeah. Don't make one bad shot into two.
Exactly. 100%. You can't.
Yeah.
You got to leave it behind you. Good hole or bad, move on. It's a new shot, right?
And hard to do.
Yeah, it's a very tough thing to do.
Yeah, it's a mental game and it's individual. So your bad play, you put it back on yourself and it can snowball.
Oh, yeah. I've been there. We've all been there.
Yeah, we've all been there. It sounded like I was talking from experience. Maybe I was. So talking with Joe Renfer with the men's golf team at Adrian College. So you're a senior from Northville. What brought you here 4 years ago?
Well, we had a different coach at the time. I did like the past coach, Ryan Williams. The facilities here are fantastic. And then I always wanted to go to a small school. And it's worked out great. I mean, you're in classes with 20 to 30 people, but you get to know the professor personally. Mm-hmm. And I'm in the exercise science program, so I have a lot of the same professors for different classes, and you get to know them over the years. And especially when you're playing a sport like golf where you're gone all the time, it's great to have like a personal relationship with your teacher, and you're like, hey, I'm going to be gone this day, and you can work through them with different stuff. So that definitely left me to school, yeah.
So did you come from a larger high school?
No,
okay.
No. I went to a small Catholic school in Ann Arbor called Father Gabriel Richard. There was 400 people
sure.
in the school. Yeah.
All right. So sticking with the small school vibe in college.
Oh, yeah.
I
was homeschooled before high school, so I'd never been around that many people.
So Adrian College, in a way, is gives you the best
absolutely.
Of both, right?
Yeah.
All right, very good. So you have, three MIAA jamborees in the books, correct?
Yep.
You have three rounds left to play, one more jamboree, and then the two in the spring. You're actually hosting jamboree this weekend, Saturday over at the Tecumseh Golf Course. Team tees off at 1 p.m. Those are open, right? People can go.
Absolutely. Pull up.
I mean, yeah.
Yeah, come watch the dogs.
At the beginning and then hang out, then wait till the end.
Yeah. I mean, you can walk with the players out
can
there.
Can you really?
Oh, absolutely. Golf's fun to watch.
Wow.
Yeah, spectators will come up and they'll walk with you during the round. And
no kidding.
Yeah.
Have you experienced that? Do people
Yeah,
do
for
that?
Sure. Oh, I played in a pretty big tournament this summer, and there's way more people than I thought there was going to be.
Wow.
It's cool.
I didn't I knew they were open, but I didn't know people
actually
did that. Well, it's over in Tecumseh, so head on over and watch the Bulldogs play. Final jamboree, you have, 11 strokes to make up from Calvin, 28 from Try and 40 Hope. They're putting together a pretty good year, but you have three rounds to do it, and we know, Tiger fans know, you have to go on a hot streak, and you need those Minnesota Twins.
Yep.
Right? You need the team to falter, and you need to teeter-totter. But you can only control what
you can
control.
All we can do is post a good round.
Let's get it going.
Yeah.
Let's go on a bit of a bulldog run. So
why not the golf dogs?
Yeah, golf dogs. That's nice. I like that. Saturday, 1 o'clock, tee off for Adrian College. It's the final MIAA Jamboree of the fall. In the spring, they will have the two-round spring final, which they're all together scores.
Yep.
It's not top four go to that and then the winner.
It's just the whole season. Over the six tournament rounds. Yep.
All right, good stuff. Well, Joe, nice talking to you. Best of
Likewise.
Luck this weekend, and get some practice in, and then go do it in the
go
spring.
Go win a tournament.
That's
yes,
right,
sir.
Go win a couple of tournaments.
Yeah.
Once again, that was Joe Renfrew with the men's golf team at Adrian College. We're here at Frickers. It's the AC All Access Show on a Monday night, here till 8 o'clock, 7 to 8 during the sports seasons. Now through May, we'll have this show Monday night, 7 to 8. Right here at Frickers in Adrian. Their special tonight is the boneless chicken wings. Got some personal pictures of Schmalkahol. It's always a fun time here at Frickers. Check out their menu. Stop on by. It's a good time. You can probably hear some people enjoying themselves here today. We are going to take a quick break. What, Stacy? No, I can. They don't. They have more than beer. They have alcohol. They have some alcohol, schmalcohol. All right. Was it food, fun, spirits? Food, fun, sports, and spirits. Frickers in Adrian. We'll be right back with more of the ACL Access Show. We are going to bump, set, and spike with Amber Morris for the women's volleyball team here at AC. We'll be right back on 96.5 The Cave and 96.5thecave.com.
Adrian College invites you to cheer for the Bulldogs and join in the fun during this week's events.
Catch men's and women's hockey games Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. Club softball has a doubleheader Friday starting at 5 p.m. and watch men's rugby Saturday morning at 11.
For a full list of Adrian College athletic teams and their schedules, rosters, and more, visit adrianbulldogs.com. When you're looking for enjoyable events for the whole family, make great memories with Adrian College Athletics.
Football is back, along with a limited-time Ultimate Frickin' Parkmore Sandwich. Fricker's new Ultimate Frickin' Parkmore Sandwich has two batter dip, breast of golden fried chicken. Enjoy that with a 48-ounce personal pitcher of domestic draft beer. Catch every NFL game with ice-cold personal pitchers of domestic draft and the Ultimate Frickin' Parkmore Sandwich. Hurry before time runs out. Only at the home for fun, food, sports, and spirits, Frickers.
Adrian College invites you to cheer for the Bulldogs and join in the fun during this week's events.
Catch men's and women's hockey games Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. Club softball has a doubleheader Friday starting at 5 p.m. and watch men's rugby Saturday morning at 11.
For a full list of Adrian College athletic teams and their schedules, rosters, and more, visit adrianbulldogs.com. When you're looking for enjoyable events for the whole family, make great memories with Adrian College Athletics.
Football is back, along with a limited-time Ultimate Frickin' Parkmore Sandwich. Fricker's new Ultimate Frickin' Parkmore Sandwich has two batter dip, breast of golden fried chicken. Enjoy that with a 48-ounce personal pitcher of domestic draft beer. Catch every NFL game with ice-cold personal pitchers of domestic draft and the Ultimate Frickin' Parkmore Sandwich. Hurry before time runs out. Only at the home for fun, food, sports, and spirits, Fricker's.
Welcome back to the AC All Access Show here at Fricker's in Adrian. Josh Mitchell is back in our studios downtown. I'm Ian Wendt, hanging out on a Monday night till 8 o'clock and maybe a little bit longer. We'll see. We've been talking golf the first half hour. Women's golf with Riley Kleck. Men's golf with Joe Renfer. We are going to go indoors. Women's volleyball. We're talking with Amber Morris. She is a senior from Rochester Hills here in Michigan, an outside hitter for the Dogs. Amber, thanks for coming back on and doing the show.
Thank you for having me.
All right, expectations for this team. I know Coach Kwan, they're pretty lofty. I mean, he thinks this team can do some things. Right now you're 5-8 on the season, but you're 2-0 in conference play. That tells me you scheduled some very difficult matches, and talking to your coach, that's what he wanted to do, right, to test
yes.
your team. Could you talk about the non-conference schedule? Did you guys go on a trip?
Went on a couple trips. One of our trips was 7 hours away. That was our first trip. That was where we won two games. And then we've been to Chicago area a couple times, and the teams we've been playing have been in the top 50 in the nation. So we've been playing some tough teams,
I would say. And you got some wins out of that too.
Oh yeah.
So that's always good, right? You want to schedule tough opponents. You like to get some wins too, right?
Yes.
There are some that it's like, okay, we're overmatched a little bit, and some that you felt like you can compete in. And
yes.
You feel like the team learned a lot and gained some valuable insight from the non-conference season?
Oh, yeah. We definitely learned how to work well together, especially against those harder teams. We have to persevere a little bit more and come together as a team because we might not be winning these outright.
Right. And the coaching cliche, you can learn more from a loss than a win.
Oh,
have you heard that
this
season?
Okay. Yes.
All right. Well, 5-8, decent record. You can work on that. Mm-hmm. But the important number is you are undefeated in MIAA play, two wins against no losses. You beat Olivet last week and then Alma on Saturday. How do you feel the teams are coming together for those?
I think that now we're in conference play, it's more reached the peak of the season, so we're basically our team has come together at this point, and we're ready to work together. That shows in how we've performed in conference so far, because these teams aren't bad teams. We're playing good teams still in conference, so the fact that we can come together, and we swept Alma, and we beat Olivet quite well as well, so we were able to pull together and do well, which I'm super proud of.
Take care of business, so to speak, right? We got a feeling like the teams on the west side, like the Calvins and the Hopes, those are the conference favorites, right? And the Bulldogs want to get into the MIAA postseason, right? Is it the top four that go?
I think it's the top six that
top
get
six?
To play in the playoffs.
Okay.
Yeah.
But secure yourself in that top six and maybe host a postseason match. Who knows? That's getting way ahead of ourselves. I see 2-0 and I get very, very excited about that. Good start to the season. Amber, this year, Would you describe this team as veteran or younger? Or is it a good mix?
I would say it's more younger players. Last year we lost around 7 seniors, so, and a lot of them played. So a lot of the players on the court aren't used to playing next to each other, or weren't used to playing next to each other. I guess now we are. So it's been a little bit of a learning curve, especially with a bunch, like we have at least one freshman who plays regularly. So it's brand new people out there on the court all the time.
We talked off the air about when you were on the show last year, you had your all everything set up person, right? And she's gone, right?
Yeah.
So you had to figure out how to play with somebody different.
Oh, yeah.
How's that been?
We have 2 new setters because our old setter, Haley, she graduated. So Megan and Kendall are our setters on the varsity team right this second. They've done fantastic adapting to the speed of the game and just in general the hitters and how fast we want it. It's a lot of concentration, the setting position. You have to be very smart to play that position. So I give them a ton of credit.
Well, especially with someone like you, Amber, a senior on the outside, you know, you want to generate some points, and we're
going
to talk about a particular match in a little bit. He wrote it down in my note sheet,
yeah.
So we have to talk about it. So your front row, so to speak, you got you on one side, mm-hmm. You got your new setters in the middle. Refresh my memory, who's on the other side, or is it a good rotation?
So typically when I'm in the front row, I will have Kayla Chan in the middle, she's a junior right now, and then I'll have on the right side, it's Megan Feldman, who's also a junior. They do a great job as well. Kayla just had a fantastic game against Alma. I don't know her stats exactly, but she did fantastic. And Megan always does. She's always steady on the court, super excited to be out there, and she's a great person to be out there.
Talking with Amber Morris with the women's volleyball team, the senior from Rochester Hills here in Michigan. We'll get to her record-breaking day in a second. If you could take us in the Wayback Machine, what brought you to Adrian College 4 years ago?
4 years ago? I actually didn't come here as a freshman. I went to a different school.
So what brought you to Adrian College 2 years ago?
2 years ago.
Was it 2 years
ago?
As
a junior. I came here as a junior.
Right.
So I was looking to transfer from the school that I was at, and Coach Kwan, I was contacting him, and he responded with enthusiasm immediately. And so I was super hyped to come here, and like I looked around, and I really loved it. So, yeah.
Oh. So was Adrian on your radar?
Yes.
When you were...
Originally, yes.
Originally? Okay. Well, it seems like you found a pretty good home here.
Yes.
Amber, for all the listeners out there, she did break a record for most kills in a game. Not a video game. On the volleyball court, 27. You did that against Hiram earlier this season, a match that the Bulldogs had to squeak out, a 3-2 win. Do you know or do you feel in that moment like, okay, this could be my day? Is that how it worked out for you that afternoon?
To be honest, I had no idea. I remember warming up before that game. I was just having fun, you know, loose, with my pepper partner, who's Megan Feldman. We were just, you know, having fun, getting as many touches as we can. I didn't have any idea that was going to be the outcome, but it was great.
Did you find out, like, right after that you were...
Yeah, they told me... As soon as the last kill that I had that ended the game, somebody came up to me and they were like, you broke a record. I was like, oh, I had no idea.
And then, but ultimately, team got the win.
Oh, right? Yeah. Yep. Yeah. That's what counts, actually.
Yeah.
Couldn't do it without them. I can't hit without the other 2 hits on the court, so.
Of course. You're very dependent.
Yes.
You're like a wide receiver in football,
yeah.
Right? There needs to be blocking. There needs to be a good pass. And you just catch the ball when it's thrown to you.
Exactly.
All right, so the women's volleyball team this season projected to finish 4th in the MIAA. Looks like you might be on that trajectory.
Mm-hmm.
But I can just picture Coach Kwan saying 4th is like the lowest we want to finish, right? We're shooting for that top spot.
Oh, yeah.
And you've yet to play sort of the other teams, right? 1-2-3 projected in the conference. So
yes.
You're getting right into the thick of your season right now, I'd say.
Yes, yes. Our next game is against Hope, who is number 2 in the nation right now. So hopefully that'll be a good game.
I think it will.
I hope so. I'm excited.
I like what you did there. I hope it'll be a good game. Games against Hope are usually good.
Yeah.
With that, you set up your pre-conference schedule with some difficult games to prepare you for something like this.
Yes.
Where playing a team with a number in front of their school.
Yeah, doesn't really mean
doesn't
much.
Doesn't really mean
much. Because we've done it before.
Yeah. And you've, all right, this is your second season here?
Third.
Third?
Yes.
So you're a fifth year?
Yes, I'm a grad student, yes.
Okay. That's minus 1 point for Mike Prang. It says right here you're a senior.
It's okay.
So you've played Hope twice?
Twice.
Three times? Okay.
Well, I played them 4 times because we've gotten to the finals each year that I've been here. So we've played them twice each year.
Okay. So gunning for that win number one, right?
Oh, yeah. 100%.
Is that something your team openly talks about? You know, like your lack of success maybe against Hope, and or does he just your coach treat it as just another game?
Definitely, I would say we all feel the pressure of playing against such a good team, but we, our coach, he's just like, play your own game, don't let them affect you. Basically, you just have to take it at your own speed and do what you know, like take it down to the basics, basically.
This might be dating myself, but does the movie Hoosiers ring a bell? I love bringing up this movie.
Not
no.
for me, no.
It's I know. Sorry, Stacy. She's, oh, no. So look it up. I don't know if it'd even be on Netflix. It's a free movie, I'm sure. But it's a movie about a basketball team from a small town in Indiana that went to play for the state championship. I'm skipping a lot of the plot.
Right.
I don't want to spoil the whole movie in case you haven't seen it. But the coach, before the game, takes a tape measure and measures out the free throw line.
Mm-hmm.
And he says, I'm paraphrasing, it's the exact same as in our gym. Then they measure how tall the rim is. It's the exact same as in our gym. Maybe you need to do one of those when
you
go
yeah.
to Hope. The dimensions are the same.
Exactly. It'll be inspirational.
The same as the Marillac. Yeah, it'll be inspirational. Hoosiers. Look it up. It's all over. It's a 1986
oh.
movie. Wow. That's pre-me. Yeah, don't say it, Stacy. Don't say it. Don't say it. Well, Wednesday. Yeah, Wednesday. All right, Wednesday at Hope College. But your next home game is Tuesday, October 15th,
mm-hmm.
next week.
Yes.
Taking on Trine at 6:30.
Yes.
We want to pack the Marillac, make it a tough place to play.
Oh, yeah.
I've seen different facilities when different teams go and support. It can get pretty crazy in that gym.
Oh, yeah. We had a game last year where a bunch of people came in, and honestly, it was a huge, huge benefit to us because you couldn't even hear what was going on the court. It was so loud.
Wow. Yeah. Well, let's make that another one on Tuesday.
Yeah.
All right, Amber. Well, it's been nice talking to you.
Yeah, thank you so much.
Best of luck on Wednesday. Mm-hmm. And just keep things rolling.
Yeah, yeah.
Now let's see where the Bulldogs end up in this women's volleyball season. Again, Amber Morris with the team talking with me today on the ACL Access Show. We're here at Frickers. It's a nice time. People starting to file in, getting ready for some Monday Night Football, or enjoying a Tigers playoff win. Or you're here to watch the ACL Access Show live at Frickers in Adrian. We're going to take a break. I'll be back. Nothing gets past this guy coming up next. The men's soccer team goalie, Eli Sizemore, coming up next. Looking forward to talk to him. We'll be right back. This is the ACL Access Show on 96.5 The Cave, 965thecave.com.
College invites you to cheer for the Bulldogs and join in the fun during this week's events.
Catch men's and women's hockey games Thursday, Friday, and Saturday.
Club softball has a doubleheader Friday starting at 5 p.m. and watch men's rugby Saturday morning at 11.
For a full list of Adrian College athletic teams and their schedules, rosters, and more, visit adrianbulldogs.com. When you're looking for enjoyable events for the whole family, make great memories with Adrian College Athletics.
Everyday values are at only one place, Frickers. Monday, boneless frickin' chicken wings. Tuesday, traditional frickin' chicken wings. Wednesday is all about that steak. Thursday, frickin' chicken chunks. Frickers, where kids 10 and under eat free every day. Remember, draft beer specials, everyday values, and kids eat free every day. The home for money-saving value is the home for fun, food, sports, and spirits, Frickers.
Adrian College invites you to cheer for the Bulldogs and join in the fun during this week's events.
Catch men's and women's hockey games Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. Club softball has a doubleheader Friday starting at 5 p.m. and watch men's rugby Saturday morning at 11.
For a full list of Adrian College athletic teams and their schedules, rosters, and more, visit adrianbulldogs.com. When you're looking for enjoyable events for the whole family, make great memories with Adrian College Athletics.
Everyday values are at only one place, Frickers. Monday, boneless frickin' chicken wings. Tuesday, traditional frickin' chicken wings. Wednesday is all about that steak. Thursday, frickin' chicken chunks. Frickers, where kids 10 and under eat free every day. Remember, draft beer specials, everyday values, and kids eat free every day. The home for money-saving value is the home for fun, food, sports, and spirits, Frickers.
Back to the ACL Access Show on 96.5 The Cave and 965thecave.com. My name is Ian Wentz. Josh Mitchell is back in our studio today. We've had some very good conversations talking women's golf with Riley Clack, men's golf with Joe Renfer. We just heard from Amber Morris with the women's volleyball team. And now it's time to talk men's soccer with Eli Sizemore, a freshman goalie from Canton, Michigan. Eli, thanks for doing this. Thanks for being on the show.
Appreciate it.
All right. I get to ask you this question that I kind of butchered with Amber. I said, what brought you to Adrian 4 years ago? She said, I wasn't here 4 years ago. You're a freshman. So what brought you to Adrian this season, Eli?
So where it really started was in the recruiting process. Coach Charlie reached out, always had interest in Adrian. Back in club when I was younger, he was a coach at the same club I was. And in the hometown, we have a few other freshmen from the same hometown. Like, we're all friends from the same friend group. So it's pretty much if one goes, the rest of us follow.
Okay.
So we got one to go early, and the rest of us all followed after him. So
it's kind of cool.
Yeah.
Like a friend oath.
Yeah, no, that's what it was. But I'm glad we all came here.
Well, absolutely. And you're putting together a program-defining start to the season. You're 9-0 for the first time in school history. When did you kind of get a feeling that this team could do something like this? Maybe after five wins or preseason, when did the team start to believe in themselves?
For me, I feel like I can speak on the most part for most of the team was down in Wittenberg. I think it was our second or third game of the season. We were back against the wall the whole game, you know, bend, but we didn't break. But we were resilient, and in the 85th minute, our guy, Kyle Peterson, you know, snuck one in. And that one, after that, you could feel in the locker room, everyone thought we had something going on, and we carried the momentum to where we are now. So,
Eli, I think there's a lot of momentum in general with the soccer teams at Adrian College. Obviously, you with the 9-0 start. The women up to a pretty good start as well, and in conference play at this time. You are currently ranked sixth in the region. Voted unanimous to come in last in the MIAA. Was that a motivating factor, you think, a little bit?
Definitely. It was, for sure. I think the first practice of the year, walked in the locker room, it was posted up, the preseason rankings, us highlighted in eighth. So we've used that as motivation this whole season, and it's been working so far.
Talking with Eli Sizemore, the men's soccer goalie. Being a freshman, getting playing time can be tough on a college team, not just soccer. There had to be some pretty good competition to get between the pipes. Could you talk about that? I mean, it's healthy competition, right?
Definitely.
How'd that work out for you?
So it came in. We knew there's a senior and another freshman. And the senior's been playing most of the time, and I love him. He's from the hometown, too. He's a great kid. So coming in, I knew I'd have to work for it, for sure. I feel like I had a good first 2 weeks, and coach said I deserved the opportunity to play. So in the first game was Earlham. We won 1-0. So I feel like since that game, I just kind of took with it and ran. And so we've been doing good. Got to play more, which I'm very thankful for. So
what really gets me about soccer is, this will sound very oversimplified and not very nuanced, the net is so large and you're only so tall and so long. A lot of it is not allowing good opportunities, right? Your defenders making plays, your midfield coming back and making a key stop. Could you speak to the effort in front of you to get the team on this kind of start?
Oh, yeah, definitely. It's not all just me. Believe me, dude. I have a great 10 guys in front of me. All of them, they're dedicated to defense, not all about offense. They're all working hard, tracking back all the time, defensively organized. And the center backs, outside backs, they've blocked a lot of shots to save me. So very thankful for them.
So would you say the Bulldogs are more of a defensive-oriented team and then quick strike on offense, or do you try to be on the attack?
Yeah, no, we have no problem with letting the other team have the ball. You know, we practice defensive organization a lot. And when we do have the ball attacking, we've been pretty good so far. We've got a lot of goals so far this season, so it's all working out well.
Talking with Eli Sizemore with the men's soccer team at Adrian College. The team has scored 24 goals and only allowed 5 through 9 games. I bet you can play a little looser if you're playing with a lead, right?
Oh, yeah, definitely, definitely. Yeah, it's nice. Nice having that lead.
Yeah, exactly. Is the team more, you mentioned you have a freshman also and a senior on the goalie side of things. Are you more of a younger team or an older team in general? Or is it a good mix?
It's been a good mix, but a lot of freshmen have got the play. A lot of freshmen have gotten good amount of minutes. But the seniors are also doing their part. I mean, it's mostly everyone. But the freshmen have definitely played a big factor, I feel like, in our success so far.
So, Eli, you've been in 8 matches, and you've started 7 of those. You've allowed just 3 goals all season, 0.42 per match. That's an incredible number, but this is where I put it on a tee for you, and we already talked about it. It's not all on the goalie.
No, it's not. Not at all. I don't know. I'd say it's lucky. I feel like I've done good, but it's the guys in front of me. They've prevented a lot of shots. So I'm sure some of them would have went in. So always thanking the guys in front of me for sure.
Is it people watch soccer and they see the goalie yelling out instructions to the defense. Is it kind of like that? Is it somewhat like that? What's the communication structure?
Definitely when I'm talking to them, as a goalie, you see everything in front of you. Not all the guys can see what's in front and behind them. So I try to let them know, like there's a guy on the shoulder, just check the shoulder, where to go. I'm not the yeller. I won't get on them that much unless it's intense, but I try to be nice about it for sure. But, you know, it's just more instruction and stuff. Telling them good job when they do something good, you know.
Like it. Good stuff. Eli Sizemore joining me with the men's soccer team at Adrian College. You have 36 saves on the season. You've been a goal for 5 shutouts this year. I mean, maybe you're just super confident and you thought, well, you and all your buddies coming up and we'll do great things. Did anyone see this 9-0 start? I mean, are you just in the moment right now or do you not even think about it? Like, that locker room's got to be crazy.
I'm going to be completely honest. I think if you would have asked every man on that team, they would have said you're crazy if we started out 9-0. But every game, I feel like we've gotten more confident. We know what we can do. And it is shocking. Like, our last game was crazy. We down 2-1 with 4 minutes left and we squeaked out a win. So that was definitely the best moment so far. And it's all been surreal and hopefully we can keep it rolling.
Maybe the craziest thing is there's been no ties, right?
No.
We just straight up 9-0.
Yeah.
Like in soccer, that's very common, right, is to tie, tie a match.
No, it's like a fact. We are the only D3 team in the nation that's won every game they've played. Straight out win every game. It's pretty cool.
I mean, very cool. And look, now you're with a target on your back, right? You begin conference play Wednesday. You're on the road at Olivet, and your next home game is this Saturday, 2 o'clock, against Kalamazoo College. So you get right into the thick of it. I think you're. It's safe to say you're on notice from the league, and they're looking at, okay, you were picked last in the preseason, and you're 9-0. Look out for Adrian College. So league play is different than non-league. Obviously, the teams know each other, the history and things like that. You obviously don't because you haven't played it at all. But your first MIAA game, how's your approach been this week?
This week we've definitely focused more on Olivet today, and tomorrow we will be. But for me, I'm excited for conference play. I feel like everyone is. First game, definitely a target on the back. Someone wants to give us our first loss, so I'm sure that'll be exciting for other teams to play. But we're ready for everyone. It'll be a good challenge. We're going to take it one game at a time. So,
Olivet, you'll be on. I know their football is turf. Do they play on the football field?
Yeah, it'll be a turf field.
All right.
Yeah.
I don't know if any of them are grass anymore.
We've played a few grass games. I don't really like the grass. I'm more of a turf guy myself.
You don't, even if you're diving and sliding all over the place?
Yeah, just sometimes the grass is not very good where we've played mostly. So.
Do the guys in the field prefer?
Probably. Like, they always say an average turf field is better than an average grass field, but a good grass field is better than a good turf field. So that's the saying.
I'm gonna pocket that one. That's a good one, Eli. All right, then you're back at home Saturday, 2 p.m. against Kalamazoo College. I've been in attendance at a few games, and I mentioned with Amber, with the volleyball team, Bulldog athletes support each other, right? You'll go to each other's events, and they come to yours. That can be a real factor when people show up to a soccer match.
Oh, it is, definitely. We're trying to get as many people as possible. We said our captain say it's a two-way street. You got to support your team, other teams, for them to come. So we've been doing that, hoping people will come with us being good. Definitely there to support us. We'd like everyone who comes out, and we'd appreciate it for sure.
All right, and people listening on the Cave right now, the Adrian community at large, they're open to the public. You got to pay a little gate fee to get in and watch, but put it on your calendar this Saturday, 2 o'clock at Docking Stadium, Bulldogs against Kalamazoo College. Knock on wood, the 10-0 Adrian College Bulldog, the men's soccer team. Eli, thanks for talking to me. And
no problem.
Good luck the rest of the
way. Thank you for having me on. I appreciate it.
And again, Eli Sizemore with the men's soccer team at Adrian College. Freshman goalie from Canton, Michigan Bulldogs on the road Wednesday at 5 o'clock at Olivet. Then they're at home on Saturday afternoon, 2 p.m. against Kalamazoo College. I'd like to thank Frickers for being a gracious host here today. Thanks to all of our student athletes that talked with me today. Riley Kleck with the women's golf team. Joe Renfer with the men's golf team, Amber Morris for women's volleyball, and Eli Sizemore with the men's soccer team. Thank you to Mike Prang, the sports information director at Adrian College, for Stacey Mitchell and Josh Mitchell back in our studios, and Ian Wendt saying so long and good night from Frickers in Adrian. This has been the AC All Access Show on 96.5 The Cave and 96.5thecave.com.
In regional sports from Southeast Michigan. WLEN HD2, W243 AD, Adrian, 96.5 The Cave.